Blog Talk Radio.
Biggest news story that's in vine with Obamacare and that screw up is the spying by Americans on other countries and their leaders' cell phones and the cell phone systems and telephone systems of individuals in other countries. Well, this is really interesting because everybody, every nation has done spying, every major nation, whether it's Britain with MI5, MI6, whether it's the French with the Sûreté, the Germans with theirs, the Russians with KGB, NKVD, Cheka, the Chinese, which you hardly hear anything about. There used to be a rule promulgated by Secretary of the Interior, the late Henry L. Stimson, who worked. He was Governor General of the Philippines. He was a lawyer who had attended the prep schools and worked for President Herbert Hoover. Stimson made this comment. It was known in some circles as Stimson's rule. Gentlemen, do not read other people's mail. Well, and people who are politically aware and concerned about the nefarious acts of other countries were reading other people's mail, and it was necessary that everybody did this because they didn't want to be victimized and caught flat-footed when another nation attacked them. A lot of this started, this reading of other people's mail, and weren't gentlemen involved, although if you consider the English gentlemen, it was William L. Stevenson during World War I. The British tapped into the Atlantic cable to read the communications from Kaiser Wilhelm's Germany to the German diplomatic operatives and ambassador and consuls, military attaché in the United States before World War I. Stevenson also worked, he was a Canadian businessman, who also worked in World War II. And, you know, we've had some infamous spy scandals of Burgess and McLean, Philby. We had the Gerda Munsinger and the Igor Grishenko case in Canada. We've had cases here at the CIA, people who and the FBI who betrayed the country in counterintelligence. So, you know, everybody had to do it. And then the most notorious case, considering that the Germans are raising this hackle about this, is Willy Brandt, the late Chancellor of then the Federal Republic of Germany. They weren't reunified then. A spy was introduced into his cabinet, a guy named Günther Guillaume. And the operative, his control was believed to be Marcus Wolff, who was the guy who helped set up Stasi, the East German spy apparatus, which is one of the best in the world. In fact, they're really grungy. They put filters on toilets in case material was torn up and flushed down the toilets, that they would catch it on the other end. God knows whatever else they caught. But Marcus Wolff, to avoid prosecution when Germany was reunited, he fled to Israel. I think he's dead. He also may have had something to do with setting up Homeland Security. So this whole thing about spying, and Americans have never really understood espionage. Those who know about Nathan Hale, he had only one life to give for his country, and Benedict Arnold, the traitor. There's more to this, and it's been going on. In fact, the oldest spy operation in the United States history was that of naval intelligence. And it was because the Navy visited, you know, their ships were all over the world, and they were picking up information. And we've had, you know, we've had our code breakers. It's necessary to have to spy in order to survive. And because even your friends betray you, and even people you think are your friends have people in their cabinets or in their administration who are betraying them. So you need to know this information. Now, the question is, how far should this spy and listening of other people's conversations, how far should it should it go? Well, do they really need to listen to everybody's cell phone conversations and using the satellite to do this? With all of this terrorism going on, some of this is necessary. We've got to be real about this. But where do you draw the line, if the line can be drawn? That's a question that has not been answered. And with all these denials, I mean, even before Mr. O, there was we were listening, American intelligence was listening to other people's and other leaders' conversations and listening to things that went on over there, whether it was commercial attachés or military attachés. It was necessary to do this for survival. And we have seen betrayal by our friends, by the British, with the Philby, Burgess, and McLean atomic bomb theft secrets during the 50s. And we've had other people within our own intelligence community who have betrayed the country. They should have been executed. And this is one area where we should restore, reinstate capital punishment, because they put the whole country at risk. And sometimes it's done for love, for lust, money, like the Walkers. John Walker, the Navy retiree who brought his whole family into spying, he should have been executed. But anyway, we shall see what we shall see. Now, another issue that's come up is, I brought up this, what's the matter with lawyers? Well, the senior citizen who was injured by an illegal alien who had no license, she was in this country working illegally, driving a car that had no insurance, had injured the senior citizen, and to buy her way out of it, she tried to bribe the victim as well as the cop who had her arrested, and the car which didn't belong to her, was towed. Well, his insurance company, he claimed uninsured motorist, the lawyer was using what could be considered mafia tactics, trying to intimidate the victim. In another case, a guy driving a Hertz rent-a-car was up here, this is interesting, monitoring cell phone reception. We don't know the specifics, and really aren't that interested. What we are interested for this fellow's, the victim's interest, is that the guy was driving the Hertz vehicle. He was driving the wrong way on a one-way street, and he collided with the victim's car, and the victim tried to warn him that he was driving the wrong way, but it was too late. Well, video and audio was taken, and it's up on the web, and the victim's insurance company paid the medical bills to the full length of his policy, but there were medical bills and expenses in excess of the victim's policy. The guy who drove the Hertz vehicle, his company paid for the collision damage and also tried to negotiate a deal secretly and illegally with the victim's insurance company to lowball the amount reimbursable to the victim's insurance company. Well, the victim said, rejected that and was outraged that this was illegal. And since there was an impersonation, since his company claimed we never negotiated such a deal. Well, it turns out that the Hertz company, they have this law firm, and suddenly the victim gets hit with these barrage of papers claiming it didn't happen and demanding sanctions against the victim, when it was the Hertz's car which was involved. And the guy didn't say that Hertz employee was driving it, but was trying to get some information. So what happens? A mafia tactic was used against the victim case, and the victim had just undergone a cancer operation as well as being treated for the previous operation. But these things are going on. Increasingly, we are seeing lawyers who will do anything, say anything, do anything, and try anything to win. And I can say that because I have worked in the legal field investigating other lawyers and judges and various cases, and I've seen lawyers come into court and just lie through their teeth, and the judges let them get away with it. And then the other tactic they use, which is one of the reasons why there's such a backlog in the courts, is they try to barrage the opponent, his lawyer or the victim or both, with a lot of papers, which are often spurious filings. So, and of course, the taxpayer pays for all of this congestion in the courts. And so it's time to disbar some of these people and maybe not only sanction them, but prosecute them for this type of what could be considered RICO. Now, another issue that's come up, and people should be very aware of it, you hear a lot about the club. Now, that's a cylindrical metal device. It's very simple, with a lock on it, a cylinder lock, which is put on the steering wheel of a vehicle, and it's supposed to deter would-be auto thieves. Well, this is what's happened. Another San Franciscan put this on his Isuzu Amigo, and put it in, you know, the vehicle was in a well-lighted place, and he comes out in the morning, and his vehicle's gone, it turns out, and he had just put on this this club. Well, when he talked to his insurance adjuster for car theft, the adjuster said what happens is that car thieves will cut the steering wheel and take off the club. Also, they will use Freon and then hit the metal cylinder with a hammer to break it, and it breaks. So you feel your car is at risk or your truck's at risk, you've got to use more than just the club. For amateurs, it may deter, you know, the amateur who's first time or has no experience in stealing cars. But these car thieves are becoming more and more sophisticated, and they will stop at nothing. They will do everything, even illegally tow the victim's car, if that car is what they what they're interested in. Well, it turns out that last couple of days, the victim of this last car theft, he had two of them stolen within less than a month from the same street, same part of San Francisco. Well, he just heard that the car has been towed by the police. He doesn't know what condition that car is in, and he had it 4 days. But this is what's going on, and also one of the adjusters told the victim that because San Francisco does not have a lot of garages, there's more and more car theft. Also, there's breaking of cars. We have a crime wave going on in San Francisco and in other parts of California. Well, for instance, Oakland has become the murder capital of America, North America. It's really unsafe to be on the street, even to park your car, it seems. So, you know, take what precautions you can, document everything, videotape your license plate, your car, the condition it's in, because the adjusters do ask what condition when your car in, what devices and accessories you had on it. So, you know, protect yourself, because nobody else is going to do it for you. So, and keep your documents updated and keep duplicate copies of all your documents, because you will need them in the event that you have to settle with your insurance company to if your car is not found. So ignorance is not bliss. What you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you. Now, one of the major issues on the November ballot in San Francisco should affect everybody who's concerned about urban blight, not blight, but real estate, building on every piece of vacant land there is. San Francisco is has one of the most beautiful waterfronts in the world. But there are the real estate developers who want to do what they did in Miami Beach, build condos high up in the sky overlooking San Francisco Bay. Well, you know what happened in Miami Beach? They built these condos, and then people couldn't afford them. The real estate market had crashed and is still crashing. But do they want to do the same thing in San Francisco? And politics creates strange littermates. We always said we have people on both the left and the right of the political spectrum who are opposed to this, what is called this Proposition B issue on the San Francisco ballot. But what's interesting is that they never say who the developer is. You know, nobody knows who this guy is. His name suddenly surfaced last week, the guy who wants to build these high-rise condos and do the Miami beaching of San Francisco waterfront. And it's one of the most beautiful waterfronts in the world, as I said. If you come visit San Francisco, you will see this. But it's going to become like Manhattan, blight, building blight all over the place. So be aware. Now, those of you who like tuna, here's what's going on in the culinary industry. Restaurants and people who handle sandwiches and fish and that sort of thing are now avoiding tuna because of the suspected contamination caused by the Fukushima nuclear plant meltdown and the waters that have spilled into the Pacific Ocean and now have traveled across the Pacific to the west coast of North America. And, of course, there are fish that swim in the sea and who have been contaminated. And, of course, there's tuna and all the other fish that people used to like to eat. So what the Culinary Cognoscenti are doing is avoiding tuna. And it may be that within the next year, we will have more and more contaminated Fukushima nuclear fish that people will may get radiation sickness. Now, I did do an interview when I was a correspondent in Australia. I did an interview with a Japanese veterinarian, and this is what he said, because I was curious as to what happened after were Japanese animals affected after the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So I promised to play this a while back. We couldn't find it, but we have found this tape. Here it is.
Paul again, and I'm talking to Dr. Shomo from Osaka, Japan. The doctor is your veterinarian, right, doctor?
Yes.
Okay. What's your specialty?
My specialty is pathology and parasitology. I was once teaching in Africa for about 9 years, you see, and then I went back home. It's now since 73 I am now in Japan and continuing my work.
Paul again, and I'm talking to Dr. Shomo from Osaka, Japan. The doctor is your veterinarian, right, doctor?
Yes.
Okay. What's your specialty?
My specialty is pathology and parasitology.
Yes. Okay. What's your specialty?
My specialty is pathology and parasitology. I was once teaching in Africa for about 9 years.
Paul again, and I'm talking to Dr. Shomo from Osaka, Japan. The doctor is your veterinarian, right, doctor?
Yes.
Okay. What's your specialty?
My specialty is pathology and parasitology. I was once teaching in Africa.